Fire up 13, flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Public nudity.
Go.
Illegal narcotics.
Go.
Dog shagging.
We'll go flat.
Bubbler.
Bubbler's go.
Poo in the shoe.
Go flight.
Road rage.
Go flat.
Roid rage.
Where to go.
Brown paper bags.
Go.
Eclipse containers.
Go.
Chinese restaurants.
Go flight.
Peanut butter photography.
Go.
Billy Idol. Billy Idol. Billy Idol.
Just wait for some power.
Breezers.
Where I go.
Phantom biters.
Flight is go.
Fingers and dates.
Where go flight.
Launch control. This is Fire Up 30. We are go for launch.
We boldly go where nobody has gone before. Good morning, Chris Gale. How are you doing?
Good morning, Stephen Ferris. I'm doing so well.
Chris Gale?
Yes, Stephen.
Chris Gale?
I'm here. Yeah. Over.
We've launched.
We have launched.
13 years.
13 spectacular years. 13 successful years. Mm-hmm. Well, semi-successful.
Apollo 13, you may remember back in the day, you have a long memory being a polymath, that it was a near-disaster mission. We are celebrating 13 years. Are we aping exactly the same disaster or near-disaster that was Apollo 13 back in 1970, I believe, Chris?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Three hardy souls sent to go walk on the surface of the moon, pioneering, following six hardy souls that had already been up there, establishing a footprint on a journey to the outer cosmos to take this race to a higher level, a higher evolution, something that rugby league has been doing since 1908.
And our ambitions are as lofty?
I believe so.
As far-reaching?
I feel Darwinian.
Yes.
I feel like we're advancing the cause of the species right now.
If I could take you back, and when I say 13 years, I mean 2005, if you can remember. What were you doing in 2005, Chris Gale?
Watching the West Tigers win the premiership, Stephen.
Yes.
But I wasn't listening to Fire Up, I can assure you about that. To me, that was a simpler time, where rugby league was still trying to find its personality, to find out where its DNA is something that Cameron Smith knows nothing about, where its DNA existed.
Well,
and it needed someone to sort of shine a light on it, put a mirror in front of itself, create a prism through which we could all look, and I think that's what Fire Up did. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, and I think that one of our missions now is to actually get to the very bottom of what is the character of the DNA of Cam Smith. Is he grub? Is he devil? Is he human being?
Well, I think he's one of the above.
One of the above.
Maybe two.
Okay. 2005, Brett Oat and myself, we had no ambitions. There was no loftiness. There was no sort of far-reaching mission statements.
You were humble. There was no hubris.
Our only goal was to get the talk of rugby league onto this mighty station, FBI, because we believed that rugby league was Sydney, and if FBI was going to represent the emerging cultures of Sydney, why not rugby league as well?
Everyone's familiar with the movie Black Panther that's doing big business at the box office right now, but the Black Panthers, of course, was a subversive group back in the 60s, you know, trying to create insurrection, try and put institutions into a situation of challenge, make them question their very being. Getting rugby league onto FBI was equivalent to the Black Panther movement, I think.
Revolutionary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Subversive.
Absolutely.
Seditious.
Yeah.
All of the above.
You were armed.
And we went from a 5-minute show, much to the chagrin of the office here, the front office, when we locked the doors and went to a 15-minute show, to a half an hour, to an hour, and here we are.
You really
13 years later.
Really? When were you in the 15-minute and 30-minute format? How did that go?
Well, it went until someone sort of got the great big cane and pulled us off the stage.
That's right.
That's how it went. Now, 13 is an unlucky number in some people's books, and that's not surprising given what happened to Apollo 13. In some hotels, there's no 13th floor, Chris.
Well, I know, and that's often I get given a key.
Yeah.
They go, "Welcome, Mr. Gale. You're in 1317.
Never seen again.
Exactly. That's the equivalent of saying you're not welcome in our establishment, I think.
And yet rugby league, of course, trades on 13 players.
It does.
Mm.
I mean, when I started following the game, Stephen, number 13 was a front rower from memory. Now it's a lock or something.
Chris, let's bring us right back to the present here. This is 2018, I believe, and we trade in atrocities because that is the nature of rugby league, the DNA of rugby league.
That's what I think you and Brett discovered back in 2005, and that's what you presented to rugby league. And has the game gone any better than it is going at the moment.
Well,
as
we
a
have
result
bemoaned
of that
the
work.
Fact, haven't we, that some of the trusty meter has been sort of idling in green, not in orange or red. And generally speaking, we know that rugby league is back because there's a pre-season atrocity. What happened this year?
Well, what it does is it begs the question, as everyone's been asking themselves on all the... let me tell you, one of the problems with modern rugby league is the surfeit of shows that you can now tune into.
Yes.
I don't know if you've got cable, Steve. You don't look like someone who's probably affluent enough to afford cable.
No, I have to pedal to get the electricity going.
That's right, there's a little thing called Fox League, and let me tell you, the formats are mushrooming right now.
Is it?
Still, they don't ring us up and ask us and come and do some humorous thing on screen.
It's not the luxury of money, Chris, it's the luxury of time. I'm down the coal mine.
Well,
23 hours
that's
a day.
Right, chipping away.
Yeah.
Changing
if I had the luxury of watching television, Foxtel, what's that?
Changing the cultural landscape of this city.
Exactly.
But all the hosts are there sort of settling into their chairs, probably a little bit more comfortable than what we're in right now, are going, how was your off-season?
Yes.
And for us, normally our off-season is frenetic
yes.
because it's atrocity after atrocity.
Yeah.
But something happened a little bit different this year, and you know what that was?
There was no atrocity.
Peter Beattie.
Peter Beattie, St. Peter. Expand or die. Is that correct, Chris? Is that one of his mission statements?
Well, expand or die is absolutely one of his mission statements. He wants to take rugby league to the United States and then, I guess, to the outer cosmos, which is where we might be able to help him.
And not Perth.
Yeah. And so he feels that the product... Exactly right. Well, they are playing a doubleheader.
They are.
You know, that sort of that dog bowl thing that looks like it's something a dog drinks out of Perth Stadium.
Let's not talk about the stadium policy in New South Wales.
Oh, come on
don't
now.
Don't go there.
Tear them down, build them, refurb them. Yeah. So many choices.
Chris,
leave them alone.
What about the hospitals and what about the kiddies?
The Peter Fitzsimons model. Why spend $2 billion on two stadiums when you can give $10 million to 1,000 people out there?
Look, you can give a square foot of grass to a little kiddie for a couple of dollars and then they'd be happy.
Isn't it a ridiculous argument that that'll get kids fitter and healthier?
Yes.
Kids want something to aspire to. They want to go see their heroes in stadiums. Yeah. They don't want to go and play. They don't want to go and watch.
And if you give them a patch of grass, they'll just stand there with their phones looking at whatever format they're allowed to look at.
Meaningless to them.
Meaningless,
if it's not on a screen, they're not going to be interested.
Don't put your pirate cap on and go somewhere else.
Why would you want 1,000 white elephants across this great state of New South Wales with people not playing football on them?
Exactly.
At least you know at ANZ Nelly or they'll be playing.
Nobody goes to that Envy Park. No.
Look, wasted.
Chris.
Put an apartment on it.
Case in point. Anzac Day, Sydney Football Stadium, what happens?
It's full.
Full
of the rafters.
Okay.
Chuknado,
Anzac
Day, Ferris Ashton's memory, everything.
Quiet, wet night in Canberra. No one there, right?
Yeah, like they're trying to play field hockey.
Yeah.
Who plays field hockey anymore?
Can I just say, sometimes, and I'm diverging, sometimes it's the service you do get internally. If they can change a bit of carpet from fresh food... Nice coffee, no queues.
Screen in your seat.
Toilets for ladies.
Exactly.
Screen in your seat. Somewhere to
meal
put your drink
deals.
In the seat, not on your lap.
Meal deals.
Oh,
content,
man.
Stephen.
You
content.
Know.
I mean, it's a brave new world, and why is Fitzsimons holding us back on this?
And a roof in winter would be nice, too.
I'm imagining Gladys Berejiklian will be on the show at some stage, spruiking the policy, and she'll be welcome as far as I'm concerned.
I got a feeling that maybe Pete's going to have a tilt for power somewhere.
Well,
like, what do you reckon?
Do you think? And you know who's going to be in league with? Peter Beattie. That'll be a deal with the devil. Look, Beattie's decided that the game had to be cleaned up, right?
Yes.
So he's got a very proud track record.
Expand and die.
Expand and die, which was actually something that those three Samoan Canberra Raiders took literally in the World Cup.
What, how much
Joe Lalea and Josh Papa.
Bit of pud, was there?
They put on a lot of kilograms. Unfortunately, Ricky Stewart said, deflate or get out of my team. But Beattie has a vision, and he feels if he's going to take the game to the United States, if he's going to take it to Mars, if he's going to take it outside the Milky Way, the game needs to be pristine.
Right.
It's like putting it into a vacuum if you take something to outer space.
Had the seas parted? When he walks through?
Well, I tell you what, look at a proud track record. Premier of Queensland.
Not bad.
Did the state ever do any better?
I don't think so.
He's responsible for bringing the Commonwealth Games to the Gold Coast. And I know we won't be broadcasting them because there's no point.
No.
Because everyone will be tuning in at the Commonwealth Games.
Yes.
Now he's moved to Balmain.
Fire Up's going on holiday.
Oh, we won't be broadcasting that particular point in time.
Okay.
I'm actually going into hospital.
Right.
He's like the perfect time. He's come to Balmain to bring rugby league to the masses. So he's not only is he expand or die, he's going to bring all the warring forces together.
Yeah.
He says, peace in our time.
Peace in Neville Chamberlain.
Well, it was Neville Chamberlain with the Munich Agreement who said peace in our time.
Right. Or for our time.
The problem was Adolf Hitler said expand or die.
Adolf did, of course he did. Yeah. Yes.
And so he's decided to create an environment of fear and loathing in league with Cameron Smith.
Right.
And so therefore, there hasn't been any atrocities on our watch.
No.
You and I had nothing to do.
Nothing to talk about.
So we had to plant a seed.
Yes, we did. And if I could say that this notion that there was no atrocity at all, but lo and behold, rugby league, it abhors a vacuum.
It doesn't like it,
It doesn't
Stephen.
Like it.
It needs a free radical in there.
Yes,
it needs some contaminant.
Yes. We are the perfect vehicle for this, though it has been covered elsewhere. Here's Matty.
Oh, yes, well, here we go.
Two words, Matt Lodge.
Look, I know you don't want to talk about last night, but... Stephen, I wasn't there.
Well, you weren't there. And you know why I don't want to talk about last night? Not because it was one of the greatest games of rugby league I've ever witnessed. And we're top of the table. Talk about the St. George Illawarra Dragons.
You must have arrived at half time because let's face it, that first half was absolutely woeful.
Well, we weren't seeing that side of things, Chris.
Right.
We were just hell-bent on hanging in there and just hoping for the best.
Why won't you talk about last night's game? Because I've got a couple of things to say.
It seems indulgent to me.
Do you think so?
I'd rather talk about the big picture.
Really?
The big issues.
So I can't talk about it, the fact that the divots that were coming out of Cogra were like someone was playing with a steam shovel?
Yes, I know. Well, this is one of the big issues, isn't it, that most of the rugby league clubs don't own their own grounds, do they?
No, right.
Some local council just takes some money off rugby league,
right.
Does nothing for us.
Right, well, the B division would be to tap into the Berejiklian of their money and arrest that development.
Right, right.
And what about the fact that, in my view, the first try scored by Frizzell off the little Cameron McInnes kick, McInnes failed to make a genuine attempt to play the ball.
But there's always a grey area in rugby league. It's human error as well, and we love Matt Checken, so, you know, what can I say?
I tell you what, Checken is absolutely outstanding at the moment. Mm-hmm. He was, producer Pat pointed out, interviewed on one of the proliferation of shows on Fox League during the week. Vossie's the Fan.
Right.
We'd love to get Andrew Voss in here in 2018. And he was given the scenario, what happens if someone takes a goal attempt and the ball bursts midair heading towards the post?
Good question, Vossie.
Yes. And he says, well, if it's Cameron Smith, whatever Cameron wants.
Whatever Cameron wants.
That seems to be a point.
Okay, we'll be talking about Cameron very soon. But if I could talk about Mr. Matt Lodge, we all need Snidey Whiplash.
Yes.
We talk about the vacuum that had to be filled with the horror story that is rugby league. I say to you that the Right Honourable John Brown many years ago was given a brief by Bob Hawke to take Australia to America. This is before Down Under, before In Excess and everything.
As opposed to his wife's briefs that were in the ashtray on the desk,
Exactly. Now, he didn't use that incident. He used another chap, a funny man called Paul Hogan, to sell Australia. And, of course, they Americanized it and the shrimp on the barbie started. So we're quirky Down Under folk, right?
Yes.
Now, that can only last and sell so far. Eventually, you've got to change it. So then he decides, let's go bigger and better, because Americans love violence. They love a bit of fear.
They adore violence.
Yes. I mean, he didn't say, that's not a gun, this is a gun. He said, that's not a knife, this is a knife. Because he's not a gun-toting sort of guy, he's an Aussie, right?
That's right.
That worked for a while,
yeah.
Right? And then we had various incarnations of Australians and how they were represented in America. But, of course, the Americans, all they wanted to talk about was the fearful, death-inducing insects and animals and fish, you know, octopuses and sharks and crocodiles. Because they love a bit of fear,
Or sea wasps.
Yeah. Strange creatures. Whether
crocodiles.
They're human or crocodiles.
There you go.
Exactly. And that worked for a while. And then, of course, we all went cuddly in Queensland with, you know, Lara Bingle, where the bloody hell are you? And that didn't work. We knew that.
And can I just say, Lara, where the bloody hell are you?
Exactly. And so we've had various sort of shots at it. And finally, somebody dawned on the idea that Americans love a bit of fear. They love an Australian that can threaten. Matt Lodge steps into the breach, correct?
Sorry, I thought you were talking about the remake of the Crocodile Dundee out of the Super Bowl.
And he's going to say, you call that terrorising, this is terrorising.
Aussie style,
exactly. Yeah. And now they're talking about Australia again, and we're going to take the game over there, aren't we?
He was clearing the landscape for taking the game...
Laying the carpet down, was he?
...to the greater United States in many forms.
Right.
You know...
Of course, he had a bit of time to think. 2 weeks in Rikers, was it?
2 weeks in Rikers, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last night he was hounded by the St. George fans, of course.
Well, I mean, we talk about a game for redemption, but there was very little sympathy shown by the Saints fans out there towards young
Matthew. That's just cartoon stuff. Boo the bad guy, cheer the good guy.
Well, the game, we always say the game is fueled by hate, and if you haven't got someone to hate, then there is no game.
No, exactly.
And look, this is hard for me to say, because I've spent decades hating St. George.
Have you?
But, you know, right now you're sort of a mixture of kind of likability. I love Jason Nightingale.
Yes, you do.
I mean, Gus Gould was describing him as that awkward thing last night.
Awkward thing.
Somehow managed to dive over the line and land on his head.
Yes.
And then proceeded to headbutt Ewan Aiken as he was getting up to celebrate. And, you know, and I have sort of the likable and the somewhat, you know, pity people. You know, Tim Laffey is a guy I pity.
What did you call him?
He's a bit pitiable, I think, you know. Is that a word? You know, I have pity for Tim, because I used to love the kid at the Dogs, and he really struggles to find an identity in the St. George Mary McGregor system, I think.
Yes, he does make a few mistakes,
And what about your boy Ewan Aiken? He looks pretty good.
Well, he's as solid as a donkey, isn't he? And we, if you can see a line, he'll run for it and just push over.
And we haven't mentioned the fact that St George are trying to do the Nick Politis way to the Premiership, which is actually buy a couple of good players.
Yeah.
Jimmy Graham and...
Finally.
Ben Hunt.
Benny Hunt. Now, he went out to taunt his ex-team, and he did, as such, took the intercept pass from who else but Matty Lodge.
Snidely Whiplash.
Scored the game-breaker, and away we go. Snidely Whiplash.
What was the atmosphere down like at Cogra, Stephen? I know you're reluctant to talk about it.
Yeah, muted, calm, in wait.
It seemed a little... questioning.
Tempered.
Yeah. We've been here before.
Yes.
We've
yes.
come out of the blocks the last 2 years. We've looked $1 million.
Yeah.
Donut.
Donut. Came out winners. Yeah. Leading the comp.
Yeah. Do you expect to be doing anything other than DJing at the grand final this year? Will you be cheering, do you believe?
Might hand in hand my duty over somebody else if the Dragons get in.
Is that
my
right?
Dream this year is to put Jonathan Thurston into the grand final, only to snatch that dream, that fairy tale away from him.
Dragons Cowboys. Long odds.
Now, 13 years ago, Chris.
Yes.
We're on a mission this year. One of those missions we'll talk about is Cam Smith, the actual sort of unveiling, the true character of Cam Smith is our, one of our duties, I think. Would you not say?
I'd agree with all
okay.
that.
Okay.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
After about a minute or two, I'm feeling kind of fired up.
You know, I think, Frank, that song was made for the successful mission.
Yeah.
Not for the dud in 1970, the Apollo 13.
Apollo 11, that we 12, are so 14, happily... 15, 16 and 17.
But we'll take it anyway, we'll because we're living in a world of hope as we fly on our mission this year and after 13 years. We've got a new livery, we've got a new logo. It's going to end up on a coffee cup and a T-shirt pretty soon, Chris,
yes,
I believe.
We're going to have merch,
yes.
And we're going to have little taglines like we've never missed an atrocity in 13 years of rugby league.
Right.
We're not about to miss one now. Failure is not an option, Stephen.
Now, you could well be Mickey Rourke, or we could well be Mickey Rourke to
I'm often confused
to Cam
for
Smith's
Mickey Rourke.
Robert De Niro, or we could be Keanu Reeves to Cameron Smith's Al Pacino.
Mickey Rourke, you're talking about Angel Heart there, aren't you?
Angel Heart. Look, I have this weird feeling that whenever Cam Smith walks in the room, the temperature drops at 6 degrees, and I have this the feeling of tentacles creeping around my heart, wanting to squeeze the heart of its life.
Have you ever noticed? I've actually never seen Cameron Smith walk into a room.
Yes.
I've just seen him appear in the room.
Yes.
And it's a distinct smell of sulphur.
Sulphur.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Whenever he appears.
Yes. And you might notice that dogs go into a bit of a sort of crazy sort of spiral.
That's right. Hearing something at a frequency that humans can't
Snails
handle.
Snails sort of scurry off at speed.
That's right.
You know, frogs up here out of nowhere, newts and things. There's
locusts.
Something very suspicious about the appearance of Cameron Smith
just
anywhere.
Something that makes you a little bit
something
uneasy.
Not quite right.
Can't
quite
put my finger on it.
Can't quite put my finger on it either. I don't know what it is.
No, I mean, because let's face it, Stephen. Hell of a good footballer. Great footballer.
Hell of a... and really a role model of the kiddies.
Well,
exactly.
It's all about family. It's all about family.
You will get... Look, I'm sure something will come to mind soon. But in the meanwhile, you may remember that there was a game. You have these trial games for anyone that don't know rugby league but loves fire up. You may know that we have these trial games just to sort of get the teams into practice and just swap a few players around. Generally speaking, like the charity...
Shield. Was
yeah.
that a Mudgee this year? You did great work at Mudgee last year.
I did
didn't
great
you?
Work at Mudgee, didn't
weren't
I?
Weren't invited back.
I hate to say it, but it was one of my best.
Yeah, and you weren't invited back?
No.
We're still talking about it.
Somebody else tried to rip me off of there.
I think the people at Mudgee going, my where's, God, these songs are old.
Where's Ferris?
That has always been the pre-season. I mean, the Tigers and the Roosters flirted with something called the President's Cup. It's forgotten.
Yeah.
There's only ever been one game of significance in the pre-season
and
up until this year.
And what's the point of the money, Chris?
the point of the money.
It goes to a hospital.
I think the money at the Mudgee Charity Shield went to underprivileged kiddies, a little bit into stadium rebuilds out there, because, let's face it, they're not getting anything from the New South Wales government.
No.
And maybe even a little bit towards the irrigation system.
Is that right? Oh, the Murray-Darling complex.
Possibly.
But generally speaking, it goes to a hospital of choice.
But Stephen, most importantly here, the money goes to the people.
Yes, exactly.
That's what pre-season benefit games are for.
Unless you're the genius that is Cameron Smith, right?
God.
Now, Cameron Smith is not retiring, is he?
Not that I've heard. I don't think he ever will. I think he's looking at being the first person, talk about going to the moon, 400 NRL games.
Right, but he's cobbled his caboose to a man called JT, the most beloved man in rugby league at this point.
Without doubt.
By a country mile.
Community plus.
Yep.
Contributions across the board.
Yep.
For the Indigenous people, for the people of FNQ, for the Cowboys community.
Yes.
He's the guy who put building stadiums on the map at the 2015 grand final.
Right.
I can't fault
Perhaps
the guy.
Gladys could pull him down here.
He's been great for the headgear industry. He's just handing them out like
lollies to the kiddies.
Yeah.
Never forget.
If they're ever going to have a tribute match,
and can I just say, the waters do part for JT.
They do.
JT's retiring at the end of the year, and normally JT, you have a testimonial after you've retired, normally, so they can raise a bit of extra cash because you're not going to be earning the same dollars, correct?
Say that again.
Well, normally you have a testimonial game to raise money, or a testimonial dinner, or some such stuff to raise money.
Probably something subtle.
Subtle.
You know,
behind closed doors.
Yeah. The inner circle.
Yeah.
You know.
But not Cam.
Oh no.
Not Cam. So we had not just a night. We had a night with T-shirts and slogans to put on saying a night. Not with JT and Cam, but with Cam and JT.
Of course.
Who came first? Cam.
Cam. Yeah. And then you'll have it. The humanising of Commandant Smith.
So not only did he put his name first on the shirts and had a whole night televised, which was supposed to be a trial match, they took the money.
They took the cash.
And I've
got no issue with JT getting a little bit of extra
points.
Because of all the good work and the selfless nature and the contract extensions he's given up to play for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But Smith? And I said, didn't you mention he's not retiring?
Yeah, geez, it got cold in here, didn't it? You notice that? As soon as you said his name.
What's that smell?
What's that smell? Sulfur. What's that? Is that a tail between his legs?
You can never tell, because he's always stumbling and falling over, obscuring.
Exactly.
That's why he does do that. I've never seen a guy who looks like a drunken sailor in the play the ball and then just looks perfectly there, but he's obscuring the tail.
Obscuring the tail. There's a slogan. Obscuring the tail. There'd be many who you could put into that category. Obscuring the tail. Vladimir Putin, does he obscure a tail, do you think? Kim Jong-un?
They talk about who you'd like to have at a dinner party.
Yes.
Yeah, Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, Cameron Smith,
Peter
Beattie. That's my evening
done. Bam.
How good would that be?
How good would that be? So, okay, let's just dissect or unpack this a bit more, shall we? The testimonial's out of the way. He goes to kick a goal. He's in Queensland. I believe he's a Queenslander because he's the captain of Queensland and the captain of Australia.
I think he's taken 25 consecutive Origin Series victories.
So what happens?
They boot him.
Queenslanders boo their own. Now that's unheard of, Chris. That really is something. That's revealing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, in fairness to the Queensland audiences, and they have been disparaged somewhat by the likes of former Blues captain, you know, Paul Gallen.
Yes, they have.
It's possible that not seeing him clad in the maroon may have confused them.
Right.
You know, it's hard for a Queenslander to identify a Queenslander who's not in a Queensland jumper.
And did you see the look of absolute, like, what the hell is going on here? Are you really booing me?
Yeah, the temerity, I think, was
the most loved man in rugby league?
That's right.
Okay, well, second to JT. As I'm about to kick a goal and a testimonial for myself, I'm getting paid for?
And isn't this always the way? There are figures in history that no matter what they do, no matter what redemption, no matter what achievement, they still can't get people just to like them.
Sorry, did you say Beelzebub? Did I hear...
I might have inferred the word Mistopheles. Possibly.
You didn't say Lucifer, did you?
Did you?
Did you?
He whose name shall not be mentioned.
Remember the great story about the archangel, the fallen angel?
Well, is that biblical?
It is.
Yeah, well, of course I don't remember.
Old Testament. Couldn't live up to the standards and sort of fell from grace and thought, I'll just run my own path. I'll do my own thing. Well, we don't know this.
That seems like almost a satanic tale you're telling me.
Almost satanic. Almost satanic. Now, of course, he's lost one of the big three. Billy Slater's still there. Geez, I hope he gets better because he really deserves to play well. I mean, I like Billy Slater.
Yeah, he's actually landed on the bung shoulder.
Has he?
And he said he was almost... Whenever a player goes on national media and says, I'm almost right this week.
He's not.
He's probably out for 4 to 6,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I did like the fact that it's of course, there is talk about Billy's retirement.
Right.
And Billy says, I want to play forever. Mm-hmm. And in Cameron Smith's case, because he is an immortal, yeah, albeit a fallen immortal, he can play forever.
He can play.
But even Billy recognises that at some stage his body will tap him on the shoulder.
He said that, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, ghost style.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
quote, I won't even retire, but the body will certainly tap me on the shoulder and say, righto, that'll do.
Right. Oh. Generally, when you have that experience, it's a reflection that you've actually just died. But, you know, I mean, for Billy, I think it'll just be...
Well, we've all seen the movies where the spirit just drifts up, you know, and goes off to heaven.
Wouldn't you love to see a remake of Ghost starring Billy Slater?
Billy Slater, yeah.
I don't know, with Jessica Murray or something. It'd be
wow.
Great. How good would that be?
Not bad at all.
But, a lot of people will be not old enough to remember this, Stephen, mm-hmm, but you sort of take us back to the previous decade where the Tigers did win the comp.
Yeah.
It used to be the big four, mm, you know, because not only do we have Billy, mm, and Cam, we had GI. GI played for the Storms.
Yeah, yeah. That Rolls Royce out, turn the motor over.
Yeah, so he's gone.
Polish the boat.
I mean, he is gone because he's playing for the Rabbits.
He is gone.
That's the definition of gone. they're going to put him in the centres this year to sort of reduce his workload. Right, good idea. Right.
I think he played, 17 minutes, didn't he, in his trial match?
At Mudgee.
Don't overdo it, at Mudgee.
And guess what? I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And But now the big three is the big two.
Two.
Because what's happened?
Well, Super Duper Cooper has gone to the Roosters. Right?
I got a little
there. Yeah, apparently he played a game of golf. And the Don, your friend.
Nick Politis.
Yeah, Nick Politis. Apparently he's a very terrible golfer and a terrible gambler.
The Don or Cooper?
The Don. Right. Apparently the Don takes players out there, players that he hasn't signed up, and he goes, I bet you, I don't know, let's pick a figure.
$1 million?
Let's say 100,000.
Okay.
That I'll get a hole in one. And of course he doesn't. So he's got to give him 100,000. He's that bad. He's a terrible golfer.
Right, well, but that's legal.
I'm not talking about legality. I'm just saying he's a terrible golfer.
Yeah, I've got it.
And he gambles a bit.
If I don't hold this putt from 50 metres away,
yes,
with a bunker between me and the green,
yeah,
I tell you what, $50,000.
Now, I don't know what the bet was with Coop, but anyway, whatever. I think that Coop's a better golfer.
I tell you what the bet was.
Yes.
Nick Polita says, I think I can bet that I can get you a better life out of the clutches.
And did you see that weight lift?
Oh.
Did you feel it?
We actually
posted... Unshackled.
We posted a picture of Cooper on the Fire Facebook page a few weeks ago in the Roosters livery.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, doing the old school pass the ball at the camera.
Yeah.
I mean, his eyebrows are so raised. It's actually up where the part of his hair was.
Nothing
he's
to do with
so
his
excited.
Being in Sydney with his partner in love. Like, no.
Look, a great weight has been lifted from his shoulders.
Yep.
Questions have been asked. I mean, when Cam was interviewed having won the grand final and then all that great stuff, but then Cooper's left, he goes, well, it's not what I would do.
Gee, it got cool then too, didn't it?
There's been ructions about who turned up to whose wedding.
Yeah.
You know, it's unseemly stuff. We wanted to go into it here. I just simply want to say that Cooper Cronk has never looked happier, even though he apparently did get stung by a stingray on Bondi this week. Yeah.
And he is ironing out the cobwebs.
Yes, he's...
As we speak.
To use his own words.
Own words. Dare I say, this could have some sort of biblical battle between good and evil, because what happens if the forces of evil, don't know who that would be, might decide to put some sort of curse on the... I'd say the Roosters are in trouble.
Well, I mean, it would be too much of a reach to describe Cooper Cronk as some sort of messiah-like figure for the Roosters, because they've already got that, James Tedesco.
Exactly, yes. So, that's what I put my money on.
But I tell you what, when the Storms and the Roosters clash, it really, really will be, you know, like the American political system.
It'll be big.
It'll be very big.
It'll be elephants versus, what is it, donkeys, aren't they?
Yeah, but I tell you what, you know, the interesting thing about all this is Cooper is... I'm going to say forced out of the Storm.
Yeah.
Because he no longer buys into the system. He's no longer prepared to do the things you have to do at Storm's training.
Yeah.
Slaughter live animals.
Cheers. You know? Drink the blood.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
That was Des Hasler's thing, wasn't it? Drinking blood.
Yeah. And at the front is Bellamy with sort of, you know, the horns of some animal on his head, right? Casting spells of smoke around him.
Have you seen Craig Bellamy's number plates?
No.
Faust. F-A-U-S-T. That's how he got his success. So Cooper finally goes, I cannot work within this system.
No.
But Cooper leaves.
Domino.
It is Bam. Like Southeast Asia all over again in the 60s. The domino principle is in effect.
Gee, for those kiddies that don't know their history, they're getting a lesson this morning.
That's right. Cooper arrives at Roosters. What happens? Yeah. Mitchell Pearce to the Knights.
Right.
In fact, a whole bunch of second grade Roosters to the Knights.
Well, how's that going to go? It's wine country. Rivers of Grog.
No, he's done the Thailand. He's been to the cabin. He'll be fine.
So the rivers won't tempt him.
And as a result, simply of Cameron Smith getting his way in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Player movement is rent asunder all over through the rugby league.
Ben Hunt, we've got James Graham, we've got Tedesco, gone. Roosters.
Woods and Foran to the Bulldogs.
Right.
Jack Bird to the Broncos.
Right.
Didn't see him last night.
Maloney
to the Panthers.
Reynolds
to the Tigers.
Hutchinson, is that his name?
to Cronulla. Not getting a run.
Right.
Not so exciting for the Raiders. Their lead player that's arrived is Charlie Gubb from the Warriors.
Who?
Charlie Gubb.
Okay.
Dugs to the Sharks.
Yeah, Dugs. Yes, Cronulla. We'll get to him later.
Cassiano. Storms.
Oh, my God.
Alan Ponga. Yeah. Knights.
It just goes on and on and on.
It's just incredible.
I am confused.
Well, let's see now. We have on our team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name. That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Now, Abby, you want to be the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guy's names?
Well, I should.
Well, now you tell me the guy's names on the baseball team.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me.
I'm telling him.
You ain't said nothing yet. Go ahead and tell me.
Who's on first, what's on second, I don't know is on third.
You know the guy's names on the baseball team?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
Now, wait a minute. I'm
asking you who's on first.
That's his name.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it. That's his name.
Well, you ain't said nothing. I ain't asked you nothing.
You did.
You know the guy's name on first base?
Sure.
Tell me the guy's name on first base.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who is on first?
Line up.
Fire up.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Fire up.
Fire up.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
And everywhere we go, we had 25,000 people in New York City. I asked them, are you fired up? And they were all fired up. And I asked them, are you ready to go? And they're all ready to go.
Yeah, I'm pretty ready to go now. I think I've ironed out the cobwebs. Chris Gayle, myself, Stephen First, back for our 13th season here at FBI for this show, Fire Up. And we are still being ripped off. I heard an ad last night down at Cogra that used the phrase fire up. I thought we owned the damn thing. If you're not, contacted the lawyers, Chris Gayle.
Well, I've actually got an appointment at my dry cleaners because I can't do the ironing myself.
Oh, man. You know?
So I've got a few cobwebs there. But you tell you what, I'll do the package deal.
Yes.
I'll drop into the suburban solicitor. Yes. File an injunction. If it's got anything to do with St. George, I'll pay for it. Don't you worry about that. And get the cobwebs ironed out at the same time, Stephen.
Now, you know what? You say rugby league is built on hate.
It thrives on hate. It exists on hate. Yes. I mean, it needs hate. It doesn't need a vacuum.
No.
It doesn't need to be hermetically sealed. Yeah. It needs contaminants. Yeah. It needs dislike. It needs distemper.
I tell you how much I hate Dugs.
You hate Dugs. All the good things he did for St. George. Hang on, did you win the comp when Dugs was playing for you?
No. Dugs is all right. No, actually, Dugs is one of our favourite sons here at Fire Up, isn't he?
He's my favourite son.
He's hit the ground running this year. He goes to Cronulla, pushed out, left, arguments, blah, 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 you know, whatever the case may be.
You know what? You know why, Stephen? He wanted fullback money.
Fullback money,
And you know what they're offering him? Reserve grade money. Intrust super premiership money.
Tattoos are expensive.
Well, you know, I saw a tattoo parlor yesterday in somewhere I didn't really expect to see it, which I think was Hunters Hill. And it really shows the change and the impact of celebrity culture.
Yes.
That now, in fact, it was Des Moines. Yeah. You know,
close enough.
It's close enough, isn't it?
Yeah. Creeping. Yeah. Creeping. it's Paris Hilton and backwards you go, and there's like these people that sort of led from the front with the tattoo revival. And
are you inked up at all?
No, I made a promise to myself that when we won the premiership in 2010, I'd get a tattoo of the logo, and I didn't do it.
That could be one of those sort of things that we could record and put online. In fact, we could do it live on air if you wanted.
A tattoo.
We could organise that.
Oh, okay.
I think that's something for the
you're throwing the glove
to look
down,
forward to.
Throwing it down. Now, Dukes went to Cronulla, and what did he do in Cronulla? Because he's known for picking his timings when it comes to misdemeanours with the grog.
Well,
One thing we did do in, in the off-season, Stephen, was go to the Lennox Point Hotel.
We did. We celebrated. I think we stood in the same spot, didn't we?
We did stay in the same spot. We didn't actually get included in the Joker draw because apparently they only like locals in the Joker draw.
They can tell, can they?
Yeah. So,
how can you tell during New Year's Eve time?
So when Dougs and Fergo tried to get in on the Joker draw, the locals were still talking about it.
They said, Chris Gar, you look like a tropical fruiter.
That's right.
You look like you're here for some sort of celebrity dude.
That's right.
You're not part of it.
And Bronco Reg, you look like you're sleeping in your car. By the way, where is Bronco Reg this morning? What a coincidence that he's not here after you got toweled up by the Dragons.
Is, that's why he's a Bronco fan, isn't
he? That's right. Yeah. That's why they call him Bronco Reg.
Toweled up. So there was spillage last night. We toweled it up. Is that right?
So anyway, so Dukes has discovered the enjoyment that you can get in a licensed premises. Yeah. And he was down Cronulla RSL partaking of the bistro, maybe having a little flutter on the pokies, maybe. I don't know.
No,
and maybe a drink or two.
Well, we never crossed Tom Ugly's bridge.
No.
Why would you?
No. Yeah. No, this is all there.
Yeah. It's not God's country.
Mick Moylan's, Northies,
no.
Cronulla RSL. Yeah, it's a world of entertainment.
And we got beaches in Sydney too.
Whatever that nightclub is called.
Yeah.
You know,
2130. No.
And I was talking about Cronulla Beaches. What I love about the Shire is invention, is that when I was a young kiddie, I did have reason to venture down there. And I said, oh, my goodness, they got a lot of beaches down here at Cronulla. Mm. You know, they've got Cronulla, North Cronulla, Wanda, Fresh. It's actually one beach.
Yeah, one beach.
No headlands get in the way. It's just one piece of sand. Very, very inventive.
Yes, Queensland style.
So, anyway, it's the Cronulla RSL.
Yes, and look, of all the people that, I mean, football players do mature. We all know that there was a time when JT was a tearaway.
Yeah,
trouble.
He was a young knockabout lad
with all sorts of trouble.
Yeah,
knocking about with the ladies, all sorts of things.
With being a bit cheeky on his mind. Yeah.
Well,
now he's a monument.
Andrew Fifita.
He's had a testimonial.
Well, Andrew Fifita was the most pilloried man in rugby league, wasn't he?
He
hated by the Queenslanders.
He was self-described as, "I am the most hated man in the world."
Yep.
And, you know, there were a few other candidates to put their hand up.
Yes, indeed.
But none of them succeeded.
Yeah, North Korea. Hello.
That's right.
But no, he claimed to be the most hated.
Yeah, he did. Mm. Yeah. Now,
what did he do?
He tapped Dougs on the shoulder and said, Josh, I think you've had enough.
Right. And Josh, is that my other self dying?
And Dougs, who's, because let's face it, there is no culture at St George. I mean, I think that was in evidence last night. It's just a rabble. And you know, out of the blocks fast, but we'll fade quickly.
Hang on a second. What was that?
Well, when the saints marching in. Enjoy it, because history's if we've left for history, it ain't going to last. But whereas Cronulla has a very strong culture, spearheaded, of course, by Paul Gallen and Flanagan, two absolutely exemplary. But who can remember Flanagan and Gall negotiating with Jack Bird? Sign the deal.
So, and when you look up dictionary, pretty, that's what you see.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So what Dougs has learned since he's got there is the Cronulla way.
Yeah.
Fifita's tapped him on the shoulder and he goes, hang on, Josh, that's not what we do here down at the Sharks.
That's how we roll.
Let's go home.
No. Roll out the barrel.
Oh, big things from Dougs up in North Queensland this weekend.
Did I mention the launch in Gerald Beale? Did I mention that?
No. Please mention it.
Well, you know, if I say to you, bring out the captain of Manly, what song would you expect to hear?
Eagle Rock,
perfectly done. If I said to you, what would be the theme tune for your West Tigers, what would you expect?
The remix of Eye of the Tiger.
Close enough.
Saying West Tigers. Yes. West Tigers.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Don't.
Look, St George, that's two out of two. St George, what would you... There's a couple of options here.
St George, still haven't found what we're looking for?
No, the other one. Green Day and U2. When the Saints are coming.
Oh, right, yes.
Anyway, and Curly Bill, I just think New Zealand, when I think of... Not Curly Bill.
Kurt Mann?
No, what's his name? Hey? That's right, that Beale. I think New Zealand straight away.
Right.
It just sums up New Zealand.
Right.
And then out came what I thought was the Froggy song. It turned out to be Timmy Trumpet. Ding, 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 ding. And I thought, doing the island of the long white cloud, proud, you know.
Well, you know, whenever I hear Timmy Trumpet, I always reflect on the fact that no one's ever called him Timmy. You can't call him Timmy. No. It's always got to be Timmy Trumpet.
I'm assuming he's got a tattoo. I'm assuming his gravestone will have Timmy Trumpet on it.
Gee, he plays a mean horn, though.
Does he just?
That's right.
Not on this record, he didn't. There's no Miles Davis work here.
Well,
I can tell you that. So, we're down to Cronulla. Now, they've got it. Their favourite elder is Buzz. Buzz revealed at the grand final last year. What was he doing?
Well, no, 2016.
16, when
Sharks
they were
versus Storm.
They're winning.
Yeah, you know, Melbourne's got the ball, 40 seconds to go. They've got a 5-on-2 on the left side. Uh-huh. And he's actually sitting out in the crowd, laptop perched on his shoulder.
He uses a laptop.
He does.
Two-fingered cop style.
Because I would have thought it would have been an old-fashioned
typewriter.
Typewriter! And he'd have to run down and sort of, you know, phone in the story afterwards. Yeah, you know. Right. Beer in one hand.
Yes.
I would have thought it might have been in both. But and he's got two stories going. One of joy, the other of heartache. But the most poignant thing...
That's a professional attitude, though, isn't it?
That's really... You've got to be able to cover
40
all...
40 seconds out, he still hadn't
all
worked it out.
No. Of course, he wrote the story about 6 days beforehand, because let's face it, it was going to be joy or heartache already.
Yes.
And the poignant image is he's actually out sitting in the crowd because they're not having him in the press box.
Nobody wants him.
Nobody wants him. Well, I don't want him. He came out with his top 50 players in the NRL, and you know how many Tigers are in there?
None.
Donut.
No.
Three Saints, two of them recently
purchased.
I'm not
going to defend him against that, that's for sure. Now, listen, Gal, of course, you just mentioned Gal and Gus. Of course, Gus has never mentioned the word Gal for about, I don't know, 50 years?
No.
There is a new TV show I didn't know about.
100% footy.
Not 110%?
Not 110%. Just, not like this show, which is 47% footy.
Don't make stupid jokes with Gus.
No.
He doesn't... There's no point. It's 100% is what it is.
So obviously what Channel 9, because let's face it, if you saw the footy show last night, the rebranded, rebooted footy show.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can we have a word about that now?
We can.
I just switched it over after coming back from the game, and I thought, who died? Literally. It was beige, it was poo brown, and a bit of blue, and four blokes just like the Matty Dron show, with no atmosphere, and poor old Erin is working her whatever off.
It's like they ran out of space. I mean, it's a general theme, isn't it?
That is death warmed up.
I mean, have you been to Disneyland, Stephen? You look like you're sort of, you would have at
I
some...
I haven't.
You've never been to Disneyland?
I've been to Wally World up at the Gold Coast.
Okay, well, I've been to Disneyland, and you go to Tomorrowland, which was Walt Disney's view of the future in the 1950s of what it would be like in 2018.
Right.
So the set of the footy show looks like someone's view in the 70s. Of what a futuristic set would look like now.
Right.
Which is, as you said, colourless, no personality, no atmosphere. It's like they're on the moon.
Jeez. You know what we call a hospital pass in rugby league? They've done that to Erin, haven't they? Fatty's sitting back there going, you beauty.
It's like, if it hasn't been enough difficulties with her old man in the Senate, this is just about sealed the deal.
Yeah.
And she's given her a bunch of guys, not in jackets to give gravitas, but sort of open neck shirts.
With their muscles bulging.
But they want to say, hey, we speak to contemporary kids.
Yes.
So last night's exits to the ads and intros was programmed by Kalen Ponga's playlist, which you can get now on Instagram or Spotify. Word up.
Word up.
you want to summarize...
Cameo got on.
You want to summarize who's in the ascendancy?
Yeah.
Fox League launched their Thursday night football coverage with Hard as a Muscle with the Gang of Youths. Well, let's face it, is there any hotter band on the planet now?
No, you are.
You know, ARIA award winning?
Yeah, yes.
By the way, the ARIAs, you were there?
I was there.
I wasn't. Whereas all Channel 9 can come up with is whatever it takes from the Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, right.
I mean, seriously, Big trouble. You put Gus and Gal together. They haven't spoken. It could be a phony war.
On the same set?
On the same set. It's going to be like Jerry Springer. Will he actually mention Gal's name?
Yeah. How will he introduce him?
The Cronulla.
Mr. X. Yeah.
The Cronulla representative.
Yes, right.
Yeah. And I mean,
guy here.
Yeah, he's gassed. He's gassed.
He's overrated.
Do you think, though, what we'll be seeing halfway through is a heartwarming Vox Pop thing about what have you felt about Gus and Gal, and people say, I've loved it, I've loved the back and forth. It's like Ian Chappell, Tony Greig. And then we actually find out they're mates.
That's an old showbiz trick, isn't it?
You don't want to be... Are we being played? Bait and switch?
Now, I tell you what, who's not playing is... Because everybody that's working in rugby league, virtually bar none, have all worked under Craig Bellamy. They've taken the Melbourne style. None other than Anthony Seibold. You go, who? He's the new coach of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He's got a slogan on his shirt. We'll explain it straight after this song, shall we?
Fantastic.
Yes. Pressure.
Fired up! Ready to go! Fired up! Ready to go! Fired up! Ready to go! Let's go change the world. Thank you, everybody. All right, who wants ice cream? Come get it.
He's very generous. He keeps offering every bloody year.
He does.
Has he got a truck?
I think he's got a fleet of trucks now.
Has he just? Yeah. Yes. He was a bit of a dud compared to the new president, though, isn't he?
Look,
when you're
I,
down
you know, I didn't realise what a president could be until Donald Trump assumed the reins. Now I've got a very clear idea of exactly what a president can be.
Can be. He's broadened the possibilities, hasn't he?
And I tell you what, if you're looking for a local equivalent, someone who rules over every domain and not really caring about what anyone else does and is able to assume a political career post their previous career, I think Cameron Smith.
Oh, geez, it got cold then.
What is that smell?
Yes, now if I was gonna wear, like I have, you know, like a T-shirt with a slogan for the Dragons, I'd say, "Never before, never again." Right?
And in terms of you'll never win another comp, you mean?
No, I don't mean that at all.
I'd say it'd be something like fast starters, poor finishers, or finally ousted, or something like that.
And if you were going to say there was one for, I don't know, the Warriors, would you say...
Putting the laid in laid back?
Yes. Get off the dope.
By the way, can I just quickly interrupt? Producer Pat pointed out that some very, very smart soul on the hill in Cogra had their gone hunting banner or whatever it was, you know, which was left over from the Dan Hunt era.
Yeah, right.
And is now able to be rolled out for Ben Hunt.
So I don't remember seeing it. It wasn't good Dan hunting, like Goodwill hunting.
Well, something like
that. Now there's no good Ben hunting.
Exactly right.
The hill signs are funny. What is not so funny is a very serious one by Anthony Seibold. You might say, who?
Yes, who?
The coach of South Sydney. Yeah. He's got a very bold statement he came out with the other day.
He said that his philosophy of coaching is keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
That's a revolution in itself.
Yes.
And he says if you can't put a slogan on a T-shirt to sum up your philosophy, you're not doing a good job.
Right.
So therefore, with an eye towards merchandising, and I think he comes out of the Melbourne Storm system.
Yes.
I think he was in marketing. A little bit like our CEO at the West Tigers, Justin Pascoe, is in marketing.
Everything's got to be dealt with in one phrase.
Yeah. And
biffy.
But just incidentally, I was at the West Tigers launch, and both Justin Pascoe and Marina Go pointed out the importance of off-field performance, which speaks a lot about the on-field performance.
Yes. In relation to on-field, which is more important?
Yeah. Well, they're both very important, apparently.
Are they? Yes.
So we're kicking goals in one of those. And it was interesting to see all the West Tigers players meeting each other for the first time at the season launch.
Yeah.
But I think Seibold is he's got an eye to marketing, and he says, I think you can be able to put my coaching philosophy on a T-shirt, and he'll be able to sell it.
Right. And that was?
Pressure. Hence under pressure.
Yes.
And effort.
Right. Okay.
You know, that's South Sydney in a nutshell.
Yeah. Effort doesn't always win games though, Chris.
No, it doesn't. No.
We've all seen that before.
Yeah.
Oh, they try so hard. They really work. We're going to go back and work harder.
Having some players in Buzz's top 50 would help, I imagine.
Yeah.
That would help.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. If you had Teddy Tedesco, you might
Aaron
be in
Woods,
luck.
For example.
And some of them don't
Mitchell
work.
Moses.
Jared Hayne never worked hard at all. You know, no pressure, no effort.
That's
just
right.
Just did it.
You purchased James Graham and Ben Hunt, lo and behold, victory.
Well, James Graham does show pressure and effort.
All those things.
Cops it all.
He could be playing for Souths.
He could be.
What would be on the Titans T-shirt? Abandoned all hope year you entered here.
What's going on by Marvin Gaye?
That's right.
What is going
Raiders.
On?
Raiders. Plastic chairs in
the
trouble.
Devil's advocate.
That's right.
Faustian deal was made.
Melbourne Storm would say, in Cam, we have to trust.
We have to trust. Okay, that brings us up to the wrap of our very first launch into our exploration to take us to the moon and back. Is that right, Chris?
We're trying to keep,
are we?
We're trying to take this game to the outer cosmos. I mean, if Peter Beattie's vision is limited to the United States and Perth,
yes,
we want to challenge that. Personally, I think I'd like to wrap this show in October knowing that our audio has been put into some sort of capsule, Elon Musk style, and has launched in one of those SpaceX rockets and sent off so that some alien race, the first thing they encounter from the human race is Cameron Smith's victory speech from the 2017 Grand Final. And if that happens, we'd be blown up. So we're not going to let that happen. We're going to get fire up to be the tape.
And if I could follow Peter Beattie, expand or die, if there was to be a new team in Adelaide like the Rams, could it be called the Battery?
The Adelaide Battery.
The Adelaide Battery?
Yeah, was it referring to the power crisis down there? Or?
I'm talking about Elon Musk's battery, the biggest battery in the world.
Wouldn't that be? What about the Adelaide Teslas?
Yeah, like that.
That'd be good, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
You know, Elon Musk going head-to-head with Nick Politis and Lynn Anderson, the new Supremo at the Bulldogs. Yeah. Hello, George Paponis.
Yeah.
Your time is up.
I don't know whether Elon does go and play golf and whether he gambles at the same time. I haven't heard that yet.
I think he likes a bet.
Right.
I think Adelaide could do very well.
Now, I hate to bring it down here, Chris, but this is all about ranking.
Come on, I've had such a good time being back. It's so great to be back with you. It's so great to be back with Pat. Yes. It's so great that Bronco Reg is not here.
Hiding his face in shame.
Licking his wounds.
Yeah. Hey, listen, how many years did Fatty run the footy show?
The footy show. It feels like 26 to me.
So we've got a fair few to go to break that record, haven't we?
We're here for the long haul.
13 years and counting, everybody.
I tell you, you don't get to the outer reaches of the solar system after 13 years of pressure and effort.
No.
You need a solid 30 years.
Yeah, but we've got some bad news, haven't we? Can't always be happy about everything.
You really, really want to release this in our first show? It's meant to be feel good, Stephen.
I'm old enough, like you may not be, of seeing Frank Hyde on the side of North Sydney Oval calling a game with a microphone on a card table with fold-out legs. And you could go up and say hello, Frank, as long as you didn't bother him with his microphone work. You know?
It's high enough, it's long enough, it's straight between the posts.
And Frank was the greatest call of all time. One would say Rabs has taken over beautifully.
I mean, it's a huge call. You love it? He goes... And I'm going to send you back to the studio, but before we do, I'd like to sing you a song.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny boy. That is rugby league. Where is the modern commentator who's singing? There's none of them.
Do you really want to see this? Bolts, Hadley singing?
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, could he sing a song after he calls a game?
But why is Bolts even relevant to this discussion?
Yeah, sure, there is a